We are up to Peches, Pezayin, he says, So I just wrapped up for you the issue of, we finished 86, we're way past this. We're up to 87. In 87, he says, I just finished explaining everything to do with the corresponding between Hashem's Hanaga and the Guf and the Neshama. Now we're going to go into explaining the next shlav of the comparison. The next shlav of the comparison is areas where the hanhaga of Hashem is manifest in man. The way Hashem interacts with the world manifests itself in man. Let's see. Amar HaSeichel says in 88. He means that Yotzei Rishonah b'toldos chiburei shtei midos ha'elokei echad. Hamatzav ha'shalim, shiroi liyos l'adam b'zman ha'shlemos ha'achrein asher yi eloi. First of all, you have to understand the whole concept that we're saying. The whole concept that we've been saying, go back. He said he's finished the old subject, going back to the beginning. The entire concept that man is put here to perfect himself, right? The whole concept that man is put here to perfect himself. Zokhtar Mchal, that you're here to perfect your neshama, can't mean that really your neshama, the way it is in this world, is a little bit imperfect, right? He said that. Remember the lashon he used, "L'chi that the neshama has to go and be memayed itself to manifest in the guf. That's not the way that starts. Every person's shirish neshama is entirely pure, and this is why ain kol chadash tachas hashemesh. There are no new things in this world. It would be impossible to perfect your neshama if you didn't start off with a perfect neshama. So therefore, the neshama starts off perfect. It goes, and somehow, once it that in the relationship with the guf, is a temporary situation of being memayed itself, until ultimately it can fix itself up and get out of that trappings of the guf and go back to its original shlemus. He's just mavarning, he's just explaining that don't think that the neshama is going to, through its avoda in this world, become better than it was in the first place. As impossible. It's just going to go back to its original level. Okay. He says on the bottom that that's when the neshama is conceived, before it's enwrapped in a guf. So the neshama of the person in conception, that's what it means. He learns with the Malach. He's saying, Reb Chaim Friedlander, he says that what this means is that to a certain degree, the neshama in its shlemus state is in the situation of while it's in conception. The process of birth is in wrapping that neshama in a guf. But the neshama, that's that whole concept. It says the Gemara says that the baby before he's born sees from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. It means that the neshama before it's born is in its purest state, essentially.
That's talking about a new neshama, about a recycled one.
Well, it's talking about the
You mean like a
neshama that's
newborn?
about to come into this go for the mission. I don't know where it was before. I didn't follow the owner one or the two, previous owner report.
So after the neshama leaves the body, then it becomes, I mean, the best it could be is just how it's to be as much as good as it was when it started.
Right.
Can't be.
Because it's
That's not
perfect
like
when it
improvement.
starts.
It's just to try
it
to
is improvement because now you own it. Now you improved it. Now you earned it. Now you earned that estate.
But a Kodesh Baruch Hu directs the neshama to conceal itself and only to reveal itself through mitzvahs and good deeds.
That's what he's saying down here. It's unbelievable. Okay, I don't know if this is Reb Chaim Friedlander's extra point. This is how he's learning this paragraph. Okay, Nimtza. Shematzav Hashlem, which is on page Ein Zayin in this print, in the Reb Chaim Friedlander print. Nimtza. Shematzav Hashlem was Asher La'odam Hu Shenivchan Rishoina. V'hu derech v'zman sh'tiyah neshama hi levada sh'letes u'meisheles legamri. Comes out that the matzav of the shlemus, asher la'adam, hu sh'nivchon rishayna, it's what you were given originally, v'hu derech v'zman sh'tiyah neshama hi levada sh'letes u'meisheles legamri, b'lo yishyeh shum shlita l'gof, well, this is hard. So he's saying essentially that whatever the end is really the process starts with the end. It's always like that, right? Before you build a house, you have to know what you want to end up with so that you could build it properly. So before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem already knows what the Shlemus of the Neshama could be and put him in a guf, which is appropriate to that Neshama. By the way, I saw in the Gra yesterday, in the Gra and Pirush on Yoina, that the Gra says a fascinating thing, that there are some gufim which are worse than others.
That's clear. I can see that.
There's some goofim that have more. No, because I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought that all goofim want the most olam hazeh possible. And the difference between the guy who's the lowest of the low and people that are more refined is in their neshama. He's saying it's not necessarily like that. There are some goof, you could get stuck with a goof that just has much more predisposition towards stuff like that. So a chiddush. You get what I'm saying? That's why I thought that was the chiddush.
Well, you thought it was the neshama.
Right. Right. So he's saying not every neshama is placed into guf, which is equal. Meaning to say, I guess, that the neshama is given a harder, that neshama to achieve its perfection needs to achieve it in that guf.
So it sounds like that the main point he's trying to say is that neshamas can't be different.
Well, neshamas have different missions.
No, but I'm saying the etzim, the neshama, it can't be one higher neshama and lower neshama. Is that what it's saying?
Well, it could have that except one has already more achieved most of its perfection. It's coming down in a gilgal, and maybe it's already achieved most of its perfection.
Okay, same, but if neshama is coming from a perfect place, you can't have more perfect than
that. Over here. Right. So that's what he's saying over here in this paragraph, that each neshama is placed into a guf, and it's there with an understanding of what it's supposed to accomplish. It darkens the neshama. Because the more you empower the guf, the less your neshama will shine through. Unbelievable. Okay, and hazman shetiyah neshama b'chol gvurasa shelo yachzar kol ba mimasha royla l'shlemusa, the place where the neshama is going to come out with its more of its shlemus, who hazman v'adai she'in l'guf shum shlita, is at the time that the guf is least active. So what's the most spiritual time of someone's day? Could be when they're sleeping. No, but that's what the Vilna Gaon says. When the Gaon says that a person can achieve in sleep levels of Torah that they cannot achieve while they're awake.
He spoke with a few Shabbos ago that it's saying Kriyas Shema Mita, sleep like a yid, sleep like a guy.
Yeah.
I heard Pinkus say that. I mean, obviously not a few weeks ago, but
we're doing commentaries with that. But the point is that the Gaon says that a person can achieve levels in Torah in sleep more than they can achieve in while they're awake. And this is the reason why. Because the guf is left out and less active. So now the neshama can flourish.
It's an argument for sleeping in.
Yeah, now you have cash on the grill. Why do you only bother sleeping 2 hours a day? Ah. Loi toimar shelo yelo mitzias ki kvar amarnu shagmul tzarech shiel lishneihem. Avo shlita lo yelo. You need both. V'yakula karach achar neshama. In Tchias HaMesim, the guf is going to be subject to the neshama. Bilti misparin and it won't separate from it. Ki lo yaseh davar levadai. V'lo yiyah bertsoinai. And it will not have desires, mashallah, which is not desires of the neshama. The guf kimat will not be noticeable by itself. The guf will just be subject to the desires of the neshama once Tchias HaMesim comes, which stems with this whole other idea. It's going to be a perfect guf. After Tchias HaMesim, the guf itself is going to have gone through a purification process through burial. And therefore, when the neshama is enwrapped in that guf again, that guf becomes now a perfect guf. And now it could support the neshama in its desires and not conflict with it.